Hello and welcome to the Amaze podcast. We've been talking to small business owners about their businesses and how they're managing through this difficult time. How have they changed their businesses and what are the challenges with their current banking? Amaze was launched in March 2020 to make banking and bookkeeping easier for small businesses. Please check out our features if you recognise the problems talked about. Today I'm talking to Ian Baker of irbelectrical.com and he is a self-employed electrician. Good morning, Ian. How are you?
Good morning, Zay. Yeah, very well, thank you.
Excellent, excellent. So tell me a bit about the business.
So it started roughly 18 months ago, born of frustration of being on call and wanting to work for myself to spend some more time with my daughter, get a dog and just manage my time more effectively, really.
And so you went about setting it up?
Well, previously I was a radio engineer, which obviously has some handover skills and bits and pieces for electricians' work. And we're very fortunate in the fact that my wife and I oversaved for our wedding, so we had a little pot of money that allowed me to re-qualify effectively as an electrician.
You re-qualified as an electrician, and then how did you go about setting up the company?
Well, the first thing I did was go down to my local bank and set up a business bank account, and then set up a Facebook page. If you're within half an hour of my place in Aylesbury, then that's the area that I cover. Yeah, it's going great guns, really.
So it's all based on your reputation then?
Yeah, reputation's a really big thing for me, to be honest. I do sell exactly the same services as hundreds of other companies, but for me, customer service and making sure the customer's happy is the only way that you're going to succeed.
Just taking you back to when you set the business up, you said that you went out and got a business account with a bank. Why did you do that? Now, why not go with your personal account?
To keep everything separate. You know, the business bank account pays for business stuff. The personal account pays for personal stuff. It really is as simple as that. It allows me to quantify an account for everything that I do business-wise while still keeping everything personally separate. It's just simpler and easier, really.
So you understood from the outset that having a separate business account was the correct thing to do?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I know that there are some people that don't do it. You know, they've obviously got the ability to separate things and bits and pieces like that. Whereas for me, if it goes on the business, I've got a credit card as well. So the credit card pays for everything up front. The rest of it I've got credit accounts for, and then I'll clear them down at the end of every month. It's impossible to run a business unless you know exactly what you've got coming in, exactly what you've got going out. It's difficult to start with, to work out what you've got going on, what you're being paid for your labour, bits and pieces like that.
Tell me about, so how does the process work? So you'll get to see a customer, you'll have a look at the job, you'll then put together a quote, and if they're happy, you do an invoice, I take it.
Yeah, so initially a customer will call me or contact me via Facebook and say, you know, this is the problem that I've got, this is what I need doing. I'll then visit the customer, carry out a survey.
You've done all that. So how are you taking payments from people? Are you taking checks? Are you taking card payments? How are you doing that?
I've got one customer in a village in Buckinghamshire that doesn't do online banking. She writes me a check. I take cash. I take card payments. I've got a little square card reader that's linked to my bank account. And I take, because of the charges on that, I take up to £500 on card. Everything else is done bank transfer.
Have you ever forgotten to send an invoice?
Oh, yeah. 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 More than once. More than once. I've had a customer call me and say, have you sent that invoice? Ah, no. You know, on a busy week, if I, you know, I try and limit my work to Monday to Friday. If I've got five different jobs, one on each day, then it can get quite muddled, especially if Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, for example, are long days, and then Thursday, Friday are quite short days. Then tend to try and do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday's invoice on a Thursday afternoon, and then I forget to do Thursday's invoice on the Friday. So, yeah, it's been more than once where I've forgotten to invoice.
And that can become complicated, can't it? Because once the work's done and things, it can be quite difficult to chase people down for payment and things, isn't it?
Yeah, it's also closing the front door to the property. You know, I'll say my goodbyes, talk them through, you know, which switches do what, everything like that. I've done all my testing. I do the paperwork. But I'll do that paperwork and then I'll sit down and think, right, done.
So would it be useful if you could fire off an invoice when you're at the property?
Yeah, it would be. You know, certainly if I could have an app or access to a website that I've got my logo on the invoice, I've got my address on the invoice, I can detail specific bits and pieces, you know, whether it be two double sockets at X or, you know, materials and labour. If I can work all that out whilst I'm at the property, you know, before I shut that front door, then absolutely, that'd be perfect.
How you're sort of tracking expenditure, so you're managing invoices and direct debits and what have you in?
I've got two credit accounts with a couple of suppliers, and I get a statement at the end of every month, and they're 30 days end of month payment. Obviously, when I collect materials or when I have materials delivered, I get a reference on it, and I usually try and use the customer's name so that I can then, you know, cross-reference that comes in, you know, that's done on that job. And then the materials I pay down as soon as I can, really. As soon as the invoice is paid, I try and pay my materials off, just to make sure that when the money is there at the end of the month, I know that that's all mine. And I can do that. I can do with that what I want, effectively, you know, whether it's reinvesting in the business, which is obviously because I'm so young, or the business is so young. A lot of money that I've brought in through invoicing, certainly in the first 6 to 7 months, was then reinvested in the company to build up a stock of materials on my van, to get better tools, you know, bits and pieces like that.
So how are you dealing with things like statutory costs and taxation and things like that?
My father's a retired accountant. He's been enormously helpful as well. Basically, every month I go through my outgoings, I transfer some money into our joint account, my wages effectively, and then the rest stays there once I've paid my suppliers.
Thinking about right now, we're all under this lockdown because of this coronavirus. How has that affected your business?
Dramatically is the only word that I can use, really. I was due to start a 3-week rewire the first Monday of the lockdown, but unfortunately, because supply to the other trades involved in that, the property's got no roof on it. I've had a couple of jobs where I first fixed, and obviously I've had to complete those. You know, I mean, the perfect example is one, they had a bathroom that was effectively unusable. It had no working lights. It had no extractor fan. They were having to shower during daylight hours because they couldn't see anything at night. So I had to go back and make sure that that was completed, but that was done on a purely contact-free basis.
I mean, I know that the business is relatively young, but are you using this time to sort of reassess how you're going to do business in the future?
There's a phrase going around on all the social media sites about adjusting to the new normal. And whilst the new normal is something that allows people to grasp what's going on now and affect their behaviour now, actually, when it returns, I think there'll be a lot more physical contact. I think, you know, I mean, I for one can't wait to give my mum and dad a hug. I second fixed an outbuilding for one of my best friend's parents, and I didn't even go into their house. And normally I'd go in and I'd sit down with, you know, and they're my best mate's parents, you know, they've known me 20 years. I don't think that electricians, plumbers, gas engineers, I don't think that they're business model will change dramatically because of this.
Because of the lockdown, the government has said that it's going to be helping small businesses with loans and support and things like that. Do you think you're going to be eligible for any of that?
I would hope so. Bang on about how new my business is. I've only got one tax return, and I've done some quick maths, and fingers crossed sometime in June I'll get something, because I haven't done anything. I haven't sent an invoice for 2 weeks.
A lot of people have pivoted their businesses to try and respond to the current situation or the new normal, as you said before.
There are things that I need to adjust, and I've made those adjustments as I'm going on.
Where do people find you?
On Facebook /IRB Electrical. You can contact me at ian@irbelectrical.com.
Excellent. So we'll find you on Facebook. Ian, wishing you every success, and thank you very much for this really interesting conversation. Thanks so much to Ian Baker for such an interesting and frank interview. You can find out more about his company at Facebook/IRB Electrical, and you can email Ian on ian@irbelectrical.com.